Yes, you was when you were Katonda.
Praise Jesus, my children of God.
Welcome
back from the first services we passed through.
We
want to move on forward. These days we're trying to see if we sanctify the gathering.
It
will be a holy temple of God and the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we shall be holy just as God is holy.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. You don't want to repeat in that we've heard. Maybe what you have to know, as Bible says in the Ephesians, even in the Corinthians, if the married people don't agree, even their players are held by Satan,
I'll
step the confessions in there. We are about to come in the gathering to align you. We first handled the choir
unto
the married and the singles.
We are
about to come in the midst of the congregation to handle issues of the married, even the singles, that they move in the holy life.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Now let's hear that message and humble that God does a work in us. The Holy Church begins from the home.
Say,
if you don't know how to rule well your family, how can you handle the Church of Christ? Now we get the holy marriage, then we have the holy family, after we get the Holy Church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
all that we want to put there, we shall try to repeat it after here. When you go back home, think of them. You want to switch on, go see schemes of Satan. Satan is schemes against God and His church. And we are right on the fourth part of the prison and the mountain of the devils, where he imprisons the children of God and they can't go back home in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Remember, we see Satan in schemes and unto God and to His church. We have a head, we look to why we meant to know schemes of Satan. When he speaks in Isaiah 14:17, he says Satan does not let captives go back home. Philippians 3:20 says our home is in heaven. Satan made many prisons according to Ecclesiastes 9:14-16, in which he bound the children of God and they don't go back home in heaven, according to Philippians 3:20. The Bible speaks Revelation 17 in the verse 9 that the seven heads of the beast, the beast is the kingdom of Satan, the spirit of Satan. The seven heads, it means the seven mountains where Satan reigns over mountains. And there are the seven prisons. We saw this prison of the false church, where they shifted church from we the holy ones and we called buildings the churches. Yet Jesus comes back for a church without spot, no wrinkle, and that is you. And he's not going back, coming back for the buildings. You too, you know that. Ask how it came about a building to be the church. That too is a prison of the false church, fighting with the rightful church. But we finished to speak of it in the brief, and we moved to the second prison and the mountain, where Satan reigns over mountain nations, and he passes through Jezebel, the prison of the spiritual wickedness, where Satan appears as demons of the clans.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Satan and his fallen angels, in that mountain they appear as demons of clans. Yet the day of those who unclothed the body, if they were not holy, they fell in hell, the prison of God. If they are holy, they entered the city of God, Jerusalem of heavens.
That's
all the first parts we've seen. And today we look to the fifth part. And we see the second prison of Satan. And the mountain which is not easy to pass by. The mountain of spiritual wickedness. Where Satan appears together with his fallen angels. And they appear as demons of
a clans.
And they appear to us deceive the world. Praise Jesus much. But in all brethren, in this mountain, there is a fifth mountain we shall reach to of the clans, nations, and languages. Right there, the devils from the second mountain, and they appear as demons of the clans, where they go create clans in the world. Why do I speak of that word? On my side, God phased out our physical clan in the flesh. But phasing it out, he told me why it was. That I don't hold clans, nations, and languages in my heart. And that's why you hear people of different languages, you're right here.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we're going to move on, read of those schemes right from the second mountain. And you see how the fallen angels, they moved on, appear as demons of clans. The history of our clans, our life, they go to say that our grandfathers came from Oima, that they were Banyoro. Now when they reached, they worked for the Arabs, and they named them Swahili names. Some of our grandfathers, there was one called Kwetu. That's his name. Do you know name Kwetu? Ours.
Kwetu,
ewafe. Our home, ours.
Our home. Mudogo, mudogo.
There was that one, mudogo,
mudogo. Tono.
The small one. Those are the names they had, the grandfathers who birthed our fathers there. They moved to Kenya and came back to Jinja. And one got a Musoga woman. The one he married her. The father of that woman gave them land in Musoga. They were forefathers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
they lived in Busoga. They birthed and their fathers came back this end. We were there and we had no names. Our fathers don't have names of clans, but they named it to us.
And
when they went to research of that, they said
that
our grandfathers were those shepherds. And I told them now, things of clans, give up on them. Our holy clan,
and
we live by one spirit. According to Ephesians 2, verse 18 to 19, we are led by one spirit, and we have access to enter with the Father through the one spirit. We are of God's household.
So
we are not of the spirit you hear, the demons of the clans, demons of the clans, these are not your forefathers, they're not your uncles who died, those are fallen angels. That's why I've told you, God passed me a journey like that. When we go to Busoga,
there
is our elder,
and
they say go to the brother,
a Muganda,
a Muganda. When we come here, they say you go to the Musoga, ask there. Now, clans, nation, languages, I thank God to hide them from me. It never moved me in them. The truth never discovered where we come from in the flesh. We together upon that. If you want to change the Musoga, we have a Soga. If you want to change Baganda, we have a Ganda. If you want to change Munyankole, we have a Nyankole.
China, tuwa China.
We Chinese.
Echo mutume Paulo yagamba.
Apostle Paul said,
ngabiona,
he became all that he can change many. We are any tribe, nation. That we can change men to the holy nation. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I
don't want to think of those tribes and attach yourselves.
But
think of the holy clan in heaven. Now we move on to these schemes of Satan. And to God and his church. And we see the reason why
it
requires us no schemes of Satan.
Because
in Isaiah 14:17.
Satan
left captives. Go back home. Satan came on this world and he made prisons. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and the verse 14 and down, he moved on the world.
Yobu mukaga, Yobu mukaga,
in Job
1:6
and to 10.
And
he made many prisons. And in Revelation 17 and 9,
he
explained that the seven mountains where the adulteress Jezebel, ambassador of Satan, where he sits to reign nations. But this second mountain and the prison of Satan where he imprisons children of God, the mountain of spiritual wickedness, Satan and his fallen angels, they appear as demons of clans. It's the fifth part. You want to wrap up that mountain on this day. Bible says in Ephesians 6 from verse 12, just as we last heard, let's add on that.
Ephesians 6:12. Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri. Wabula naba masaza, naba obuyinza, naba fugensi abomu chizikiza chino. Nemyo yeje obubi mubifo ebya waguru.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga tetuwanaga na mbini na musayi.
For we wrestle not with flesh and blood.
Na ye abama saza.
But with principalities.
Emyo yeje obubi.
The evil spirits.
Ejifugira mchizikiza ejo munse.
Which darkness of this world.
Na jisinzira mbitundu ebya waguru.
And the person in the heavenly realms.
Obwakabaka obwe munye.
The kingdom of the stars.
Emyo yeje obubi jejisinzira.
Evil spirits based there.
Betuwanaga nabo.
At those we fight with.
Kwasembayo ngatuulide.
We ended we had.
Tebabira nkumbi.
They have never been flesh and blood.
We
don't fight with flesh and blood, but with principalities, the evil spirits, the spiritual wickedness,
those
friend darkness of this world,
in
the darkness of ignorance. Satan made many schemes. He knows of it well. Those who've been chasing are not demons of
clans,
not your dead uncle or grandfather, but they appeared in their images as we last heard, and they appeared to us, and they built us shrines. And they make us shift graveyards. And they ask us offerings to them, sacrifice.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
But
Bible tells you,
we
don't fight with flesh and blood. It's already pointed to you.
And
those you fight with, they have never been flesh and blood. They have never
clothed
a body to be in it. Never created when they are flesh. For you know, in heavens,
angels
don't have flesh and blood like us. But even the fallen angels are like that.
They're
evil spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. But as we are told, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the verse 11, and Bible tells us this.
We
want to move on handle for you how the fallen angels, they moved on appear as demons of clans.
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. Setani alemenga okutwe kulumbalizako kubanga tetulinga batategera nkweze.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Satani alimo okutwe kulumbalizako.
Satan should not take advantage on us.
Kubanga tulinga batategera nkweze.
We're not like those who don't know his schemes.
Satani yakole nkwenyenje.
Satan made many schemes.
Some
of the most dangerous when he appears as an angel of light. For 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 14 and 15, he started Bible saying, Satan masquerades as an angel of light, even his ministers, they appear as preachers of righteousness. When we had, as we had, we saw how the fallen angels, how they appear as demons of the clouds. Some the congregations in the God in heavens in BC, before birth of Christ on earth, those fallen angels were still in heavens before they were chased there. When God called them in the gathering, they, all of them came and he asked, who can persuade King Ahab to go and fall? And there came holy angels and they gave their suggestions and they don't involve lies and they could not handle it. But there came one of the evil spirits. Why was it called a demon? For he said, that fallen angel, I am going to become a like spirit in the mouth of the prophets. Is where we told you, these fallen angels and the demons who come as demons of clans, they did and deceive those nations.
But
when prophets come in the world which have their desire, we look these evil spirits, the fallen angels, they come intervene and they move on to use the false prophets and apostles, even the false pastors.
In
some of us took us in the first Kings, and we saw how the fallen angels appear as the demons of the clans. Yet they are not our late relatives, because we fight with enough flesh and blood. God move on, give us weapons of our war, and they are not carnal, to be able to break strongholds of the devils. Let's read 1 Kings chapter 22.
Basekabaka ekisooka esuula eyabiri mu ebbiri n'olunyiriri
atuve ku lw'ekkumi n'omunaana
n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omunaana.
First Kings chapter 22 from verse 18.
Aho kabaka wa Isirayiri n'agamba Yekosafaati nti, sikugambye nga taalagula ebirungi erinze wabula ebibi? Olw'ekkumi n'omwenda n'ayogera nti, kale wulira ekigambo kya Mukama. Ndabye Mukama ng'atudde ku ntebe ye n'eggye lyonna ery'omu ggulu nga bayimiridde gy'ali ku mukono gwe ogwa ddyo ne kugwa kkono. Olunya olwabiri Mukama n'ayogera nti, ani anaasendasenda Akabu ayambuke era musiguliyadi agwe? Omu n'ayogera bw'atyo, omulala n'ayogera bw'atyo. Olunya olwabiri mu olumu awo ne wafuluma omuzimu ne guyimirira mu maaso ga Mukama ne gwogera nti, nze namusendasenda.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Mu biro bya BC,
in the BC,
Yesu yali nga tannaba kuzalibwa ku nsi,
before Christ was birthed on earth,
waliwo olukuŋŋaana lw'abamalayika,
there was a gathering of the angels,
abazze eri Katonda,
and they came to God.
Wabula mu biro ebyo kabaka Akabu yali amaze okulabika ng'ava Katonda.
But in those days King Ahab had already forsaken the Lord. God called the congregation of all angels.
He
did not separate with the righteous or holy one. When all gathered, he asked them who can go persuade a cup that he may fall.
In the ghost
battle, they kill him. Praise Jesus much. Holy angels came out to speak, but
they
spoke did not involve lies. These ones will not be able to handle it. The English Bible says it does not use a demon as they speak there. And it says,
and there came forth a spirit, and stood before the Lord, and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, by what means? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. He said, you shall persuade him and prevail also.
Go forth and do so.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That evil spirit.
Bible
speaks in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter
1,
13 and
14.
The holy angels, they are called spirits sent to minister those who inherit salvation. Those are holy spirits. But the fallen angels, they are evil spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
In the Luganda, those they have called demons. So they asked him,
how
are you to do it? And he said, I'm going to become a lying spirit.
I'm
going to appear one of the demons. A person who died. You know the word demon? If someone says, I'm going to become, make myself, it means he's not that. I don't know if you've understood the language.
But
most when you read this Bible, you don't mind to sink on these words.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's repeat in the Luganda.
Baseka wake chisoka esura eyabiri mwebiri nolunyiriri olwa makumi abiri.
First Kings 22 from verse 20.
Mukama na yugira anti anyana senda Akabu ayambuke era musiguli yadi agwe omu nayogera bwatyo omulala nayogera bwatyo olinyolwa biri mu rumu awo ne wafuruma omoyo ne guyimirira mu maso ga mukama ne gogera nti nze na musenda olabiri mu biri mukama nayogera nti mukama nagugamba nti otya ne gogera nti nafuruma nembeera omuzimu ogwo bulimba mukamwa kaba nabbi bebonna nayogera nti gono ono musenda senda nokusobola ono osobola
olabiri mwesatu
verse 23
baseka bake kisoka esula yabiri mubiri olunyo olabiri mwesatu
first kings 22 verse 23
kale no laba mukama atadde omoyo ogwo bulimba mukamwa kaba nabbi bebonna mukamwa kaba nabbi bebano bonna era mukama akogedde ka kabi
yes
praise Jesus much. And God told him, there is a lying spirit which is said it will appear as demons of the dead. It will lie. All mouth of people with demons. Don't you think those are your forefathers? Neither your uncles who died. But those are fallen angels. They decided to appear as demons of the clan.
But
we last time, like in the Luke 16:19-25,
we were shown
if someone falls in hell, their spirit does not come back on the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
After we look to that and we ask, for in the second
Peter,
in the first Peter 3:18-21,
the
spirits of those who died, he puts them in the prison. If they come out and come back on the world, who are these who come back? Those are fallen angels. For from ancient days they used to do that. And in the Genesis 6, Bible shows
that
those who are called the sons of God, the fallen angels, reached those days, came from heaven, and they came on the world. And they married in the daughters of men. They made bodies like of human beings. Ancient days they faked their images. And they fake images of the living. Now you see your dead father comes on the head. That was your mother. That was your grandfather. That your uncle. That your auntie. They have come back on the head. My children. Where you buried me. The tree has penetrated me. But you think they have come with it in their back? That is falsehood. Come and dig on me. As if they're the ones who dig for us where we put our food. Why don't they leave grounds which are filled with grass go to grounds which are cleared. Bible says, in the graves there are bones. Let's read it in Matthew. Jesus said, what is in the graves? According to Matthew 23. What is in the graves? Are there spirits down there?
Matayo esule ya biri mwesatu nolu nyiriri olwa biri mwomusangu.
Matthew 23:27.
Ziri basanga mwe abawandisi n'abafalisayo bannanfuusi kubanga mufanana amalalo agasigibwa okutukula agalabika kungulu nga gawoomye naye munda mujjudde amagumba g'abafu.
Munda muli muki?
Inside the graves, what is there?
Magumba g'abafu.
Bones of the dead.
Tiriyo chiriyo.
There's nothing else there. You reach to even fear the graveyards. You know your grandfather. He will beat us. We saw one man, First Samuel 28. From verse 6. And down.
How
fallen angels appeared as if they came from the ground. And they saw as if he rises from the ground in the graveyards where you bury, and they call my child. We need give us offerings, cut goats for us. You order us, but they will never settle all their days. You know why they don't settle? Even the battle and war was dangerous. They got sick. They got disfigured. Look at them. They drink blood. No one has ever said they settled things of the clan. You will settle them and they will tell you, after I kill you, I will hand it another. After they die and they look for another, just as our sister told us, we went to Busoga. There was our father, the uncle there. Now they called us to give out one of our sisters, and that was the in-law. I was to give out the sister. The first week they first worship their devils, the demons, and they light the altar. But I was big headed. It was enough big headedness. When they light the altar and they called the children and the grandchildren, when they called them, that my sister, she also sat.
Their
girl children, they command them, and they gave them sticks on the shrine all over the altar. I refused, told them, me, I am a servant of God.
I am going
to be his prophet and apostle. And they insisted, got angered.
We
went aside with another brother. We saw the sound drums and the sister, the demons are on her. And they put demons on her. And she gives it to others. After capturing, she stood putting sticks on the others, knocking on them. And demons take over those ones. And we laughed at them. And the best of them said, children laugh at who? You chase them from here. And they chased us. And
we went
where they cooked their meat. We ate
meat.
And they didn't know they were in their devils worshipping them. Now the battle arose in the morning. You have to lighten the fires of the altar. I told them I'm going to burn your shrine. I was big headed, but I thank God for it. You know, I acted big headed. What form of insect did we bath?
People
sitting, you don't consider them.
I
told them, I'll burn your shrines. Don't familiarize me.
11
and a half years, 12 years. Our elder brother was 13 years. The other following was around.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I refused. And they chased us. They wanted to beat us. I would run.
And
I have the older the boys chasing me. And they chased me.
No Muganda wangu mularo mutati.
One junior brother.
After
they chased us, and they failed on us, and we climbed on the mountain top.
It's
a mountain on the village, very tall. We moved to the
top,
and we laughed at them. We were stubborn.
And they looked at us,
the mountain. We went in the clefts of the mountains, we hid there. We went back the next morning. We went back the evening in the night. You refuse to do things. We are going to cane you.
As they have
to beat me, I will target the shrine, burn it. I
didn't
know anything of God, but God was pushing the stubbornness to grow in me. Now that day,
he
slept, I dreamed Moses and Elijah. I didn't know them.
They
told him, you shouldn't worship devils. I saw a man called Elijah, another called Moses. I told them the next day, I saw God. Yet they are in devils worshiping. Me, I tell them other things. And they said, we shouldn't
have gone.
They took me to cut that grass which builds the shrines and the trees. When they carried the grass, put it on me.
Threw
it on the way we ran off. We went to another place.
We
waited evening after they built, we came back. Now, you know those wizards are
not
easy. They sat 6 or 7 days. Now on the 5th day, they said, you're not going to give out your sister.
They
chased you from the clan and they put me on the car. And they paid transport to pay another car where they will put me rich destination in Lugazi. And they chased me like that. I felt stubborn in myself. I saw I could really beat them. But God was right.
For
I was not of those from the beginning. I didn't enter demons of clans, nations, and languages.
God was
able to teach me what are those. When the jail of heavens began at 17 years,
yet
stubbornness I did at 11 years. Stubbornness of refusing demons.
But
I knew it after. Zechariah 4:6 says, not by power, not mighty, but by the Spirit of God. And that stubbornness was life. And that my sister and my brother, they know those things happened. Why have I brought that word? God began to tell me what are demons. Already we hated each other. And I knew, yes. That's why the first time
they
didn't allow me to worship the thing.
Well,
they were not our friends at all. They were not our brethren. They are calling people, finishing them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's why
their eyes are like that. And when they come and emanate, you see you protrude your eyes like that. Open them wide. Don't you see people possessed with demons? They open their eyes when demons come on them. Because their eyes are like that. You see how they look. They have funny eyes. That's why any person they come upon, they
open
the eye
white.
All of you didn't know why they happen like that.
People,
when they want to strike you with fear, now they come in your eye and it's small. And they say, you have to stretch it wider.
and it switches it away. Cry child. And that made me laugh the other day. I saw the opening eyes. I looked and laughed. I enjoyed laughing. And me, I had no sorrow. One day, my physical mother, she went to burn a brick killing of making charcoal.
She
expected like 7 bucks.
Akati,
now,
and
it got burnt in the night.
Akati,
and they said they're going to make charcoal. I told them, God burnt, there's no charcoal. And they refused my reports.
And
in the morning they went to get charcoal. They
didn't get
I laughed at them, they cried tears.
Me,
I had no what is sorrow. Up to today I have nothing angering me except sin. I am very happy.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in all brethren, many people have humbled in clans, nations, and languages. And they think that they worship their forefathers or their uncles or their aunties.
Yet
they worship fallen angels. According to Colossians chapter 2,
in
the verse 18, he says this. Colossians 2:18.
Omuntu yenna tabanyaganga ku mpeera yammwe. Mukowombeka kwayagala yekka n'okusinzanga bamalayika abaagwa.
Olidde ekibeerawo.
You hear what happens?
Omuntu yenna tabanyaganga ku mpeera yammwe.
Don't disqualify you for your rewards.
Mukowombeka kwayagala yekka.
In the humbling they want is them.
Ngasinza bamalayika.
And they worship fallen angels. Here we speak of fallen angels. Many people have worshipped fallen angels. And they move on to things. That perhaps they are their forefathers. They are their uncles who died. You go in the shrines. And the fallen angels scorn you. That grandchild. We give you this help. But if God will, it will work for you. Now you think. That so much on God themselves. Yet
they call
you that you can be in the shrines.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But orusozi,
now the mountain
in
the prison of Satan of the spiritual wickedness.
Satan
and angels appear as demons of clans. Yet your forefathers, if they didn't get perfected, they are in the prison in hell. If they were holy, they entered heavens.
Now, what?
These who come back, they have never been your dead relatives. Someone lives here, they didn't leave a goat behind, even a cow, and they come back, I want 4 cows. You ask them how many did you leave behind. Even if they left, are they for the dead? They left it to the living to eat it. Why do they raise the animals in their world if they say they move on this world?
Take
advantage as if we don't know
their
schemes. They have made
Let them cows
where they say they live. When you ask them, where are you coming from? We come from the desert. We come from the mountains. In the mountains. In the lake.
Eat
the fish. People in the lake, why do you eat fish there? Satan deceives you.
Now
when it comes on the heads of the living, we don't want fish. Yet that's where they sleep under the ocean, in the waters. Now they feel to eat them. If you discover where they reside,
there
in the ocean they made their bases, the fallen angels. They deceived the world many years.
It
was scorned on the same issue. Generations have been in darkness of ignorance. And they think they worship their forefathers.
Did you see them in the dream? And the sacred father came back. Father died 40 years back. One of the clothing he has gotten them where? Those which wrote even. You saw them go down. They just fake that. When you look at them much in the dream, you see they don't want to be looked at. Yet they begin to discover, they fix the image. When you say, grandchild, you come and go, I take you, I show you. They don't want to look at you. You take me where? In the dream. Come, let us go. You see they go getting old, finishing. Run from the dream. Wake up from the dream. Say, so grandfather, but is the way you got transfigured, I don't know why.
Make
a body like of 40 minutes and see how it finishes. And they have not faked you well.
If
they take you in those dreams, they fake you and con you.
The
time is finishing.
That's why when you meet
a demon come like your grandfather,
when
he tell you things you play, it gets angry.
Brother,
you want people to doubt me. It says you wasted time of the body made it's going to finish. This is the father saw the drop being stretched, it comes back. You say, grandfather, what form of this one? They have bad jaws because of the
battle.
They beat them.
And
we take them to drink blood. In their blood, according to Genesis 9 and the verse 4, there is a little life. That life we call white blood cells.
It
has cells which make the bodies. Now they drink them. This you pour
in bread.
They have never drunk blood color.
In
it is the little life they target. That's when you pour blood, you find your color blood there.
Now
when they come on your head,
you
drink blood, yet the demon is in you sucking life from you, and the rest of the color remain in your stomach. Now you worship devils and you're doing it. You understood what is troubling you. Fallen angels. And they come on heads of the living. They want to be worshipped. And you sound the drums and you dance for them. You know they made me laugh one day. These funny dancings they dance.
And
these days these evil spirits. Fallen angels appeared as that you call Holy Ghost. For Holy Ghost
Muzimu
is a demon.
He's
not the Holy Spirit. Now
he's
the one you call in the church.
Holy Ghost fire!
Holy Ghost fire!
Oh, Muzimu wa mutukufu.
Holy Ghost!
Oh, ita ba malaika,
you are calling fallen angels. You studied, you know what a ghost means. Let me tell you, you see. Church, if you've
had a
ghost, you don't rather get foolish. I speak truth, I'm not lying. Church, humbling towards ghost, don't get foolish.
Yourself,
primary. You learn from primary. Even the one who had a ghost is a demon. Demon. Now a pastor reaches
the
we call the Holy Ghost. And you say, indeed, let us call God has spoken. That's what caused you.
You
call
1:07
when you're counting your clock and time. You call 8:02. We humble in words not there. Don't you know that ghost is a demon? Now they have a ghost they call. Those fallen angels. Remember they have
nails.
You
feel
the ghost fire.
He's coming.
He's touching you.
Now he's touching
you.
You feel
weeping.
Say, what is this?
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
He's
scratching people.
He
beats them down.
Yet
I remember
when we
were there
and
they're worshiping devils. I
see
the demon has come on someone and they
burst
out, they fall in the fire and they roll in the fire.
I can
see in the church
they
call Holy Ghost,
they fall
running
on the floor
like what I saw in the shrines.
I said,
these are the same. He told me those are the schemes that they call it, not the Holy Spirit. When they call Holy Ghost, they call fallen angels who appear as demons of clans, demons which divinate.
They come
the mountain of spiritual wickedness, prison of Satan,
they
scatter in other six prisons. They go in the false church and they appear as the Holy Spirit and they appear as angels who are holy. And they go in politics,
in
nations, clans and languages, and they divide them among themselves. They go in games and sports.
No, Michael Jackson.
And you hear the Michael Jackson.
I sold my soul to the devil.
Natunde meme yangeri
Satani.
Most musicians are in that thing. They worship fallen angels. The health of the devils. That is an entire mountain there. They called us the rightful life of the spiritual world, which is eternal. And they say you're going to be buried in the graveyard in this place. And you check from the body, you will understand. And many others in the mountains. System of the mountains. The prison of the sorcerer of the devils.
In
the spiritual wickedness. Satan and his fallen angels appear as demons of
clans.
And they appear as angels of light. In there they base. Read in other six prisons. As we shall move on to here, many people have worshipped fallen angels and they think other think they are on God. If you see Father Ngobia is come back, he's not him. Father Ngobia has the beat him in hell now. Why a holy one come back on the world when they finish their works? They don't come back. Father Ngobia appear to us.
Fallen
angels, what they are doing to this world. And they say, you know, to come back well,
you
bury the saints in the synagogues, that it will be easier to come back from the
grave.
Now the Catholics, Protestants, they bury them inside their synagogues or around their synagogues, that they can wake up. But they are not the ones who come back. Those of the unrighteousness, they are in hell.
Now,
what fallen angels do to the world?
Even
Mary has come.
Yet
Jezebel.
Mary
went to heaven.
She went to
why come back on the world?
Bible
speaks in Revelations, chapter 6. Verse 9 to 11.
Since
the Holy Ones to go and rest, the number of their brethren will be complete.
Though
they sent to rest,
and
then we see Mary has appeared again. That one is Jezebel.
The
first fallen angel to fall and join on Satan. She appears to people.
Wanji.
Praise the Lord, brethren. Speak loud. I thank the Lord much. He buys us time every day. Me, where I grew from, the woman was a Catholic.
And they went where they buried Pazangobia. And they call it going for pilgrim. Anytime anyone angered that woman, she said, "Leave that one. I will pray for them a prayer of Pazangobia. It's of 8 days, 9 days.
And when she prayed them,
something evil happens on the one she's prayed for. But me, I asked myself, who is Father Angobia? And he died, how come he come back again?
And she said, makes
miracles, even the tree crushed his head. And he cast it, it never bared fruit again.
He
is a worker of miracles, as they say. I want him to come here. I want to ask him, sir, what rooms you on the world when you meant to go to heaven doing what here? You did go to rest. I want where they say they call him. I want them to call him. Let them call me when he's there. I have questions to ask him. I want to ask him. I tell him, go back, come with Abraham this time. I ask him.
After,
I say, also bring Elijah. The farm realizes. Let's see that question.
You ask
them for you don't know them.
Me,
I know them and they know me.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
I'm
Apostle Innocent. Ask him at 22:30. He said, when you raise up, we shall be like angels. They don't marry, they don't get married. Means angels, there's no sex attached to them.
We see in Genesis 6
and the fallen angels, they have married daughters of men, those they desired, and the world multiplied and they angered God.
The
question is, can angels multiply? And the question is, were they fallen angels who multiplied?
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
To
answer the question of the brother. Bible says 2 Corinthians 11,
the
verse 14 and 15, the devils masquerade. Masquerading as angel of light, you have to first make yourself an image which appears like.
Now,
Genesis 6 verse
4,
to go to the daughters of men, they made bodies like of ours. Those are what you call the demons, the genes of today. Those genes, the demons,
which
pass villages and they rape women.
They
make bodies. You two know in dreams, when you attack those spirits, you see, they seem to have a male organ.
It's
not normal. And when it's a woman,
maybe
you do things with her, you see
they
have another male and the women a female organ there.
So
what is this we are on?
They
make for themselves these images. Genesis 6, Bible says, they didn't birth human beings. They birthed funny, funny things, unusual. The giants, the heroes. Even those they worshipped.
So
they did birth normal human beings. Now it was like this. A fallen angel, when he had sex relations with daughters of men, another fallen angel enters the woman's room to get a body from there. And the body got confusions. And they birthed big snakes.
Even
people who grow in minutes, giants. When they grow, they eat their mother. If you want the topic of Genesis 6, I will handle it one day. And we see what they did. How they entered in wombs of women.
Today you find
a woman birth a child and a snake.
Ono musotono gora bazali duo.
Ye malaika yagwa. Is a fallen angel.
Oruo kubanga.
Because
genes zizo mukazi.
Genes of a woman.
Tizigena kuatagana za nono malaika za yingiza mukazi.
What the fallen angel enters in a woman.
Bwezeka tagata.
If they mix up.
Mufucho kutonda we chitonde.
Creating a creation normal.
Oruo bwaka bwaka wastani bwansoro biuka na binyonyo.
The kingdom of the devil is animals, birds and normal and unusual.
Mamaliza bafurumize bifanagana
wewe. They release things like those.
Mina matumpa gwa.
They have ears which very stretched.
Those
who are birthed in America, but they have a tail. Those are not children normal. They got a body in a woman's womb. Now
this
is the one which is female. But this world,
if
we don't get
to light,
where it's heading on is very evil and hard. Genesis 6 and beyond. Fallen angels are alive in the world now.
When you go to
America, they move. They've made bodies for themselves. They have made forms of robots.
Robot yenkazi,
a female robot, you marry it home. If you tell it, I want, it takes off its clothing. It has parts in it. You, the corrupted man, you go on the robots.
Yet
the robots not iron only.
Bible
says Daniel. Iron will mix with clay. But they will not do it by themselves. They will be involving people. Scientists. Those things I don't want to go into them now.
Topic
you want to request for it. Started for an entire week. And I give you how to read it in the Genesis 6. They have repeated it. It's moving on now. They're always in the underground. In the bankers. Spoken in Isaiah 29, 15, and the 16. Even under the ocean. Ezekiel 27. And they make bodies for themselves. They make people disappear in Africa,
in
Asia, and other nations, and you don't see them again. And they put them in bankers, and they research on them, and they make cells. They are
protruding
eyes with big heads. That's why
the
level of speaking on them, it's very low. The level of making us demons of
class.
But the level they are on now is coming in the robots.
America,
you buy a female robot and it cooks home. You're a woman, you're tired of men.
They
marry pro-off. Marriages of contracts. You get your male robot and it services you.
Your
hands are many. Stop us. Finish this topic today. That topic is sensitive.
Okay.
Praise the Lord Jesus, brethren.
Amanya. Godfrey.
I'm Godfrey. By the grace of Jesus, I'm a pastor and an evangelist. Let's have another microphone.
Amina.
Some time back, as I was still a mechanic, I did it from that place, Chituburu. One man, I used to repair his motorbike. He came, lost his daughter. The daughter was a bit young. And she got HIV. And she died.
Now I got time. I go consult the old man. But in the process, I told him my elder father, Jesus loves you. The girl child you saw you has died. She died not born again. She went in hell. Here is where a schemes of Satan, where he built the thing and it needs light to shine in darkness. In that exact time, the old man asked me, my son, I don't refuse.
He
said if someone dies without getting saved, they go in hell. If you die when you're saved, you go to heaven. In that exact time, in another place in Entebbe in Uganda, there is a boy they had just murdered and they stole his motorbike from him. Now the demon that it came from the village and they had just buried it sat on the head of the living. This and this person, they are the ones who killed us. The science involved there. And the old man asked me, my son, you say when someone dies they go in hell. Now this one who came from the village came back on the head of the living person
and
spoke this person and this one killed me. I had not gotten light enough that day. And I went to 1 Samuel 27. I could not connect well. And I began to get stuck. And I ended. And the old man have not brought out a clear image that Satan has the way built the thing. And you knew that when I die, I become winds moving on this world. Now thank God for his grace. Now we understand the truth which is rightful. But let me ask you, when you preach in hell, you go in hell. When they ask those who come back, what did you answer them? We thank God for the light of the word. There's a woman behind there. You give her the microphone. She's right at the behind. Satan is a con man. Praise the Lord, brethren. I'm Prophet Shakira. I want to ask from the Holy Spirit. Our children these days are contracted measles. But others I hear they call it that name, which spreads. That moment you shouldn't go with the marital dining. Others I told them that's the schemes of Satan. That others one will be proof of that. Praise Jesus. You go on the marital dining. That's a sickness which is airborne. But the problem, the evil Satan, he attached himself on it. He said it is his sickness.
Now,
what takes him trouble people? That one is what? The prince of the power of air. The prince of power of darkness. You treat sickness
and
you do your things you're meant to do the married people. I don't say you are not married.
You
said they gave us permission, go do them. No, you leave that. When you beat you are not married.
Wanji.
I thank the Lord for getting this light.
But I'm just wondering, there are certain things we see.
What do we have in the movie?
Children that are born with abnormalities, like having more than four limbs.
Ngabalina ebitundu ebi ngabina.
Funny faces.
Faces tali za bulijjo.
Is that also the work of the fallen angels?
Erejo mirimu gye ba fallen angel.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Their
works of the fallen angels. Even that which God allowed. One day, Jesus was moving. And they met
his
disciples. He asked, what happened to this child? Was this the sin of the mother or father? Or the child? Jesus said,
it
was allowed to happen like that. God showed his works and his honor and glory to be back to him. They are children and they have remnants or defects. But God allowed it. God to show his authority. Because those he showed authority through,
they've
never been manifested, most of them. If that problem would have come away. But still, there are people who contrive to go to shrines to look for children. Now God, He too left Satan to them. He disorganized the children. Because children are innocent. By the grace of God is there to align them. They were given to be a penalty and a punishment to some parents who are sorcerers. One day, King David, he transgressed before God.
And
God gave him a child and left the child be sick up to the death of the child.
And struck
a penalty to King David. Now some of you are sorcerers who are in the world and you have found a children home, but it's a penalty to you. It's a punishment.
The
child cannot be carrying out, they just lie on the floor. The child has a big head. I don't know
if
it's of a hippo's head. I don't
appear
to tell you what's out there.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Someone said there are others, and their skin did not come out normal. We call them what? Albinos. Like our sister. God left it show his glory. Not that all the parents. No. They can even appear just as we. We raise a hand to God and we
are
standing and we left them to show his glory.
Even
other works of Satan. Jesus explained in Matthew 12
29.
You can't get a strong man's house, destroy his works.
Except
you first bound them.
Some
people have demons, they affect them.
You
first chase them and we order what Satan had messed up.
The
brain gets messed up. And you have a child home and they become a punishment to you. They cease to be a sorcerer. These ones who are birthed like that. And they are birthing to themselves. That is the way they walk. Others you swallowed pills and you troubled the system of God. True in the Job 10 from verse 6 to down, God covers us with flesh, the skin and the bones, and he joins up together.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Psalms 139 verse
6
to
15.
All body parts every part which grows but leaves those
at
a punishment under the sun. God rains peaceful rainfall,
and
makes rainfall of punishments.
Maybe you've not read of it.
It's
the spirit of fear, of God of fear.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let me put that aside.
For
the question of the sister.
She
asked that these people who have birthed with those defects, why are they like that? Others say God left it like that.
Manifest
miracles that he can order them. Even others.
The
works of the evil Satan. The Bible
says
in the John he said that Son of God, that's why he manifested.
He
destroyed the works of the evil Satan. If
we
read the other topic, fallen angels and how they married, how they appear as demons of clans,
we shall handle
all that, see how they affect it. But in this issue,
we
still see how fallen angels, even their Satan, they appear as demons of clans. We end reading Colossians chapter 2 and the verse 18. Let's get back.
Abakolosayi esura eyo kubiri n'olunyiriri olwe 18.
Colossians 2 verse 18.
Omuntu yenna tabanyaganga kompera yammwe mukwewombeeka kwayagala yekka n'okusinzanga bamalayika abagwa nganywerera mu ebyo bye yalaba.
Era bamalayika bana abagwa.
And these fallen angels,
Boresa,
they envision people. They can come and vision you and deceive you things which seem like the worship of God. Even in the shrine, they are there, they make people dream. They robbed all the grass of God and envision his grandchild. You see this herb, it works. It gives birth to those children, to those who fail to get there. Yet, they show you God created
it.
Now they pass in the dream and they show you it is theirs. It is theirs. And they say, you know what?
You're
going to bath in a crossroads.
And they say,
you can find you do right in the crossroads, you'll be shamed.
And you speak
only these times.
But
they are pigs as Satan himself.
There is
no grass they make
to
grow. But they cast dreams to rob it. And they call it the house of the forefathers. It's not their house. Satan grows which grass on the world. Even our greens, does it grow them which you eat? Schemes of Satan. After he attacks you in dreams, when he knows you're a sorcerer, he attacks you as a sorcerer in the dream.
But
the dreams refer to the children of God.
When
you see your father was a Catholic or a Protestant, and they have come in the dream, my son, you go to ecclesia.
Yes,
that knows the ecclesia is the wrong place. get light of the word from there.
There are
some who say, I saw my mother tell
me,
repent, totally be saved.
That is scary. He
has to speak righteousness. He keeps adding
in others.
As if
he is
of God.
My
father visited me, told me, worship the Lord. Yes, my grandfather died long time.
Now,
you buying your soul. Ahead, when after you say, right now when you pray,
Marco,
speak in
tongues.
Those are all fallen angels. Dream, they give you tongues.
Marco,
Rafa.
Acts
chapter 7.
43.
And there are those who had Malcolm. And they called Rafa.
Church.
There's something to do on Lucifer, Satan,
and
his fallen angels.
It's
called the spiritual wickedness.
The
false church, what they are doing to it. Let's read the scripture.
Acts 7:43. Ebifaananyi bye mwakola okubisinzanga. Nange ndibatwala ennyuma w'e Babuloni.
Now that this devil they call Malcolm.
Ne Rafa.
And Rafa.
Era oyinza okuda ngaoyogera nnimi.
And you may then speak tongues.
Rafa. Kumbe.
Yes.
Demon.
Devils themselves are on your head. They are calling its colleagues.
You be careful
the tongues you speak. Understand their meaning, interpret them. Things are not easy.
Satan
is changing voices. Changing the voice.
They
practice in the shrines. And they begin to speak like that.
And
when they reach the false church,
they
tongues in names.
Tongues,
find someone, a sentence made by one word. They are speaking tongues of one flow.
Same flow.
A sentence made of one word. Can it be into words? A sentence? An entire hour your tongue speak the same tongue. 1 hour. That's why I told him Jeremiah. You are like he God, and you are neighing like he gods. Those are scriptures
where
he began to neigh like he gods that you speak tongues. Let us read it.
17:7. Okay.
Jeremiah 17:27. Jeremiah 13:27.
Jeremiah 13:27.
I've seen your adulteries and your neighings, the loudness of your harlotry, and your abominations on the hills in the fields. Woe unto you, O Jerusalem. Will you not be made clean?
Yes,
Jesus. Praise Jesus.
I
have seen your adulteries.
Yes, you must.
Praise Jesus. When
yes,
we see, we shall give it to you.
But
in all brethren, we wanted you more understand what concerns the fallen angels
and
where they appear as demons of clans.
Yes, you must.
Praise Jesus much. And much stubbornness.
Well,
it is from the shrines.
And the
angels, different ones, appeared the holy ones there, attacked the born again church, attacked us as the Holy Ghosts. And we seem to freely call them now, and we call the Holy Ghosts.
And
all when you get back to Colossians, he told us people humble themselves
in
worshiping the fallen angels.
Then
they stick to what they saw. The fallen angels, they can envision you.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. They can envision you different things. began to build you a wrong agenda. Bible says they secretly enter into their things.
If you give it to people, it's going to deliver them. The one who began to take you to salvation, they drive you gradual. You know, some of you have relatives and they were born again. Then they come back for you. They appear to you. They appeared and told me, we worship God as we are moving around.
Yes,
you're going to worship devils then. Something is brought. That thing is brought. Maybe we add on it the next time. Maybe it should not get broadened again. Praise the Lord, brethren.
You
get another microphone. You take away that microphone. Every day I'm asking myself, how can a demon direct you to go to a pastor?
One day we gathered
as family members, and the demon came on my junior sister. Everything troubling you. There is a man I hear of these days. The one of 77 dogs. And all eyes were red.
A
demon of a father who died. It directed us. We go to the dogs. I gathered all of them. All of us, the eight. Every day I ask myself, how can a demon direct us to Pastor Kayanja's place? That happens. Actually, the head is broadened now. Let me tell you drama in the
world,
right there. Demons in the Acts 16, they were at the place they prayed from, and they made money for their master. And the Bible says, in Ezekiel 8, they
land
them in the crossroads, go to people's
heads.
After they direct people, go to the man of God. Yet where they direct is wrong place. I spoke the journey of heavens.
Well,
I've not been raised in any church prevailing now. But I saw it in the journey of heavens, both in the Bible. God reveals
these
things. People go back to heavens. They make deals with the demons. Those in the shrines, others bewitched, others claim to heal those they have bewitched. When they enter in the false church, those are religious. Salvation takes them. We have to fake. We make a fake salvation. And they came to be many around. Now, and the prophets and apostles, they relate with them and they send them to all villages to make people sick, to send people to them to come to their
sight,
and they make money.
But the demon,
now what demon directs you to a pastor's place except when it's another shrine?
When a demon fails, it will push you. It will take you to another shrine which is advanced than that one in powers. Others make you dream. You see the pastor of Mulago who gives water. Come this end. We shall pray for you. You are in a dream.
And you say,
I dream, pastor calling me. I go to Mulago, pray for me. They gather all the people on you and they restore to themselves.
If you don't give them
offerings, they send them back to you. That's why it's hard to run from their synagogues. When you run, they send demons back to you. They got from you. When they get from you this one, they put on you little demons on you, which will keep you their places. People they go to pray for, who come to give them
prayer,
they walk as if they are not themselves. Things push them. Those you speak of, these fallen angels and their master Lucifer, Satan, the mountain of spiritual wickedness, the prison, they appear as demons of
class.
They did end on that. When they came to false churches, they
appear
as the spirits of the holy ones who died.
And
they call themselves the Holy Ghosts.
That
you call them freely. And you feel peace by calling them. Demons come. Yet you call them intricately of schemes. And you need to speak tongues. You come when you're many. They are calling them in tongues. When you speak in tongues, ask for an interpretation, know what you speak.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I call upon the Holy Ghost.
Praise Jesus. Before I got saved, I had peace. I had a marriage. My husband reached the time and began to despise me. When I heard on radio they preached the gospel, and ever since I got born again, I've never gotten peace again. I've never eaten to get satisfied. Even my children will suffer. Though I'm in church when they call people who will get peace, maybe me too it was wired me from the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Ever since she got born again,
she
got born again from things moved on to be worse.
Bible calls us
in Matthew 11:25-5.
Calls those
who are weary and burdened that they see the rest of their spirit.
Problem
in Matthew 23, there are men who are hard. They moved the dry land and the sea, looking to turn one pastor. After turning them,
they became
a child of hell two times.
They
targeted money. Every head come will bring money.
Bible says,
preach Jesus with jealousy. And they preach for that's what he is on.
The name
which can make money then.
Those
who got their demons, they say to shrine, it will not work. They say,
Jezebel.
You are going to see my Jesus.
You know my Jesus works for those who is my image. So I have to sell this image to you. And they would work for you. My Jesus. When you hear someone say yes to one, you know it's a demon for his specific age. For the one given us is for all of us. We love for him. Gave his son for all of us.
He had to tell you my demon.
And
God is of them in Revelation 2:9. I see you in the synagogue of the devils. And the child of God is in there in the synagogue of Satan. How did they reach there? What's the question there? Where did they reach there? They heard
us
in the spoke of God.
Revelation 2:13.
It shows.
I see
you. And you're out there. But you have this righteous thing. Ask this person. The word right person. How did they reach? Whether
it's
the synagogue of Satan. When they had them speak Jesus, them to brush up there.
Now you think
when you go there and you're not yet gone, you need to get born again. You are not. In the world, the faith of the churches. Don't think they mind how you reach heaven. They target how many heads have come. And they count them. You bring more baskets. When they come from the mountain of spiritual wickedness, of the spiritual wickedness, they can bewitch you when you see them there. He preaches as he bewitches you. And you say, I will not give money. And you feel the fingers are playing, you want to push in your pockets, get money there. Bless you in the back like that. And you wake up like that. Me too, I give you all money on my account. You bring a sign for it. After you go out. You feel, I don't want to stand up. Something is pushing you. Something is going to need to get up. Lord is saying, I give all my land titles. But you feel they are forcing you, but you come in, you go. Those men have demons. That's why they are ripping the other. Go become dogs. You see those who claim ambassadors of heaven. They don't even know what's in heaven. They will never put it. Don't look for a gospel of 5 years. See the heavens, they explain to you.
tulina ababbibayingira
mu kanisa ya yesu ate bangi
naye kuluno agenda kubatwera agenda kubeera abayiwe eri bonna buli muntu alina okubalaba
n'amaaso
kubakati bona amala okumanya
nti
dayimooni ezaffera ebika zimanyi okulindako mu
makanisa
omanyi dayimooni yasula kabaka
sawulo
yamulinda
musaba
naye efuula emulagulako
emuyakati
dayimooni yennyini
ekutawanya ewaka
ng'ekolagana ennabbi
w'obulimi
yetuuka n'egamba ewammwe
waliwo
omuti
ogwako
ennyumba yammwe
yabisenge biraomwoyo
kumbe
eri
dayimooni yennyini ekutawanya yeri eno yekola
business My brethren, time has left us. But we shall begin from there on the other time. We finish up this mountain
in
the prison of spiritual wickedness.
Stand
Satan, where he binds children of God. It's a dangerous mountain.
How did
come demons spread in the other six prisons? May God bless you. Thank you for coming.